This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. It is Wednesday, which means the Fesco and Dusty poll question is live on the Fan 965. You can go check it out. Also, while you're there, click on and subscribe to the viewing option, the stream that you can do. If you click and like and subscribe it, it's just going to pop up on YouTube every morning. So if you're getting ready for work, you're ironing your shirt, you're getting breakfast ready for the kiddos, or you're doing your own stuff, boom. Don't have to search for it.
We're right there.
Poll question today is, quite simply, who would you rather be, Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? 277 votes have been placed.
Okay.
63.9% say Patrick Mahomes, 36.1% say Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay.
So let's dive into this real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who do you choose?
You know, I think I'm going Bobby Witt Jr. I can see the lore for Mahomes and picking that and being the guy. But for Bobby Witt Jr., you're the guy, and I could still go have a drink at a bar on a happy hour with you if I wanted to. I could
go
shop.
Eat dinner with your wife.
Yes, we could go on vacation and not be like, oh, sorry, I can't go to the beach right now. We're going to have to wait. We're going to have to rent it out or whatever. Like, Mahomes can't do anything.
No. No chance.
Which is a blessing and a curse, right? He can't because of how amazing he is and because of what he's been able to do and earn, but also, like, it kind of sucks.
I look at it also as, like, the, like, career-wise. Like, Mahomes, yes, football is awesome, reigns supreme. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He's been to 5. He's won 2 MVPs. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's at worst the 3rd greatest.
But he plays in the most brutal sport there is, right? Mm-hmm. Every year, Mahomes is somehow injured. Ankle, knee, whatever it may be. Bobby Witt Jr., yeah, got hit with a fastball in the forearm, but played 2 days later. Football, you don't have angry 300-pound men coming after you trying to absolutely destroy you. Baseball, your biggest fear is a high and tight fastball, which is very, very fearsome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, when that thing's whipping, you're kind of like, eh, I don't know about this. But football, it's every play. And again, who would you rather be? Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes? Baseball bias guy, baseball, for me. I'd rather be Bobby Witt Jr. than I would be Patrick Mahomes. Part of the reasons why you had mentioned, you know, going to your local coffee shop, and what's the name on it? Bobby. Okay, cool.
I got
to order for Bobby. No one's going to be like,
Bobby?
You know, Fesco? Has he got a Y on his name now? Yeah. But if they're like, what's the order? What's the name of the order? Patrick. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
It wouldn't even get to that. He'd walk in there, and it'd be all over the web.
Madhouse.
Oh, it'd be crazy. Everybody would stop what they're doing and go directly to that location, hoping to get a glimpse. And that's not a shot at Bobby Witt Jr. It just shows you where the NFL is and where baseball is.
Yeah, you have the barista, like, jaw dropped, having hot coffee pour into their hand because they forgot what they were doing. And, like, that would be the moment. Whereas Bobby, you know.
Bobby's preseason starts in Arizona. Patrick Mahomes starts in St. Joe in the middle of August or in the middle of July. Now, Mahomes has made a lot more money, but he's also 6 years older than Bobby Witt Jr. So Bobby Witt Jr., you're younger. You're not as well known. Because I think a lot of people will be like, oh, Mahomes, dude, Mahomes. You couldn't even go into a stall and wipe your ass without somebody being, hey, Patrick, hey. You sign this piece of tissue for me real quick?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I just want to take it down.
Like, come on, man.
Bobby Witt Jr. sits next to you like, oh, yeah, how's the day going, bud? Like, bud? It's Bob. So I don't know. For me personally, you know.
From the 6-2-0, Patrick's won 3 championships. Bobby may never even sniff one. I'm going with Mahomes.
He got close to sniffing one last year. I mean, ALDS is just, you know.
It is funny. Baseball, it just doesn't even.
Doesn't ring.
Doesn't ring. ALDS. But also, like, cool. Like, we're talking about day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the sports, besides the field. Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons for Bobby.
Somebody says, you do have to play 162 games as Bobby, though. Correct. But in those 162 games, how many of those people are trying to just absolutely destroy you? I mean,
1, 2, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a pitcher doesn't like you.
Maybe a pitcher is mad at you for one game. Happens less than it used to, right?
Yeah. I just think I'd rather be Bobby Witt Jr. than I would be Patrick Mahomes. Again, you can find that poll question at 96.5 The Fan or The Fan 96.5. Who would you rather be, Patrick Mahomes, Bobby Witt Jr.? 287 of Utes have voted, and 62.7% say Patrick Mahomes. The gap is narrowing. It started off as 80-20 Mahomes. Binkley obviously shouted from the mountaintops, hey, he's, you know, this guy, he's done this, he's done that. I'm Patrick Mahomes all day. Which, I mean, honestly, like, you think about the endorsements he has.
Oh, yeah.
But if Bobby Witt Jr. continues to play well, those endorsements will continue to rise and keep coming, right? The one they have in common, and I think the two, is Community America and
Whataburger. Yep. Now, it's cool. Like, Mahomes has his own shoe. Like, that'd be cool. Having your own shoe would be sick. It'd be dope.
Somebody says, are we really sure that Bobby can go out and about without getting harassed by fans? I think it would happen, but it's not to the level that it would happen with Mahomes.
You're talking about hordes of people.
Yeah.
Screaming people.
Like, if Bobby Witt Jr. went to a concert at T-Mobile Center and people knew about it, as opposed to, like, Mahomes going to a concert at T-Mobile Center, everyone is going to be like, where's he at?
Yep.
Some people might just be like, well, Bobby Witt Jr.'s here.
Exactly.
Whereas everybody's going to be like, Mahomes is sitting in section 221 in that suite right there. That's where he's at. Like, when I went to the Luke Combs concert at Arrowhead and sat on the field with my buddy, he was like, do you think Mahomes is here? First question he asked. I said, yeah, I guarantee he's in that suite. And I guarantee he comes on the stage at the end. He did.
Of course.
They sang Brand New Man. He came out and he shotgunned a beer and a cowboy hat and went backstage.
It's badass.
And that's what they did. Bobby Witt Jr. is not going on stage with Luke Combs.
No, no, no. And your friend isn't asking right when you get there, hey, do you think Bobby Witt Jr. is here?
Nah, he's a Cardinals fan anyway.
And again, not a slight. None of this is a slight to Bobby by any means. It's just the fact of the matter.
Longer road trips and more time away from the family in baseball.
Good point.
Sign me up for Bobby Witt Jr. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Pat, of course, you're comparing KU basketball to MU. In your opinion. I just don't know if I want to have the sort of fame where, like, the only way I can go do something with my family is if I rent out the entire place.
Like, I'm sure all you texters watched Last Dance, and it's a similar magnitude, not the same, but Michael Jordan in the 90s, like, it sucked. He's sitting there playing with security guys, playing dice. He's flipping quarters. He's laying in his bed reading magazines because he cannot go outside.
Somebody brings up a good question on the text line. Would you rather be Mahomes or Kelsey? That's like yes and yes. That's like the same person.
Yeah, Kelsey.
Because, I mean, Kelsey, definitely, if your argument is you don't want to be recognized, Kelsey's probably more recognized than Patrick Mahomes because of who he is dating.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a wider swath, yes.
But still has to do the same stuff, right? Like when they went to Prime Social or whatever it was with he and T, they had to, like, get everybody out, paid for everybody's meals, tipped all the staff just so two people could eat dinner. I don't want to go through that trouble in my life. I want to be able to take the elevator to the third floor, look out on the great view of the plaza, and be able to eat dinner with my wife or my significant other and not be bothered. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be somebody that's going to come back, hey, we saw my baseball. Like, A, why do you have a baseball in your suit jacket? 2, leave me alone. But that's going to happen more often to Mahomes just because of the gravitational pull that he has towards people and the recognition that he has. Again, if fame and success and all that is what you crave and that you would think you would love, then Mahomes is the clear-cut answer. Bobby Witt Jr. is famous. He's just not Mahomes famous, so he's not going to have that sort of attention that gravitates to him immediately when he walks in the door.
If he won a World Series, would he reach that here? In Kansas City, specifically. Do you think?
Yeah.
In this town, yeah.
I mean, hell, Ned Yost had to change his name when he went to Starbucks. Then again, his name is Ned. you hear the name Ned, it's like, okay, like, I've only known one Ned in my whole life, and it was Ned Flanders.
Mm.
And now the only other Ned I know is Ned Yost. So it's like, well, I know a cartoon character is not buying coffee. I assume that's the manager of the Royals. So it is kind of interesting. Don't forget, speaking of the Royals Roundtable at Hollywood Casino, Friday, March 28th, the day after opening day. Hollywood Casino, Vern, Kyle Isbell, and Michael Massey. It is going to be a Royal Roundtable for 30 minutes, and it's going to be an open forum question for you guys to ask, plus all the 96.5 fan employees, myself, Mac, Bob, Cody, Gold, Drew, Carrington, Rob, all of us. We'll be there in attendance to talk to you guys. You'll find us at the blackjack table.
Yeah. Not the round table, the blackjack table.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, to prove Dusty's point, people just need to watch the fake Mahomes guy go to the Oak Park Mall video.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah. And somebody says, I vote for Bobby Witt because I want to get in front of a camera one day and say, my name is Bobby Witt and I hit dingers.
Fair enough.
Shout out to the, you know, somebody asked a question. Here's a good question. If you were famous, would you give autographs or would you just say no autographs ever?
Autographs.
I would 100% do it.
Yes.
Just because I like the feeling of like when I see golfers do it where it's like Jordan Spieth stayed outside after winning the tournament and signed every autograph for every kid. Or you'll see somebody like, I'll be right back. I promise. I'll sign autographs. I was like, I get it. It's a signature. It gets annoying. And I would be like kind of like critical. Like I would have like an age limit. Like as long as you were like under the age of like 18, I'll sign.
Really?
But like if you're like 35 and you're like, hey, can I have your autograph? I'm like, what do you want this for? Is that rude on my part? Because I have the theory that they're just going to go sell it, make profit off my name.
Yeah.
Which is, whatever, I'm signing my name away to you. Go do whatever you want to, I guess, is the end result. But I feel like, yeah, I would always sign. I guess, say that, but I mean, I feel like I will always sign.
I guess I just think about, like, me in 10 years, Mahomes is retiring, I'm 36, and watched Mahomes since I was, you know, whatever, and it'd be like, yeah, man, and watched you my whole life, favorite Chiefs player, I'd want your autograph. Wouldn't be weird.
Somebody from the 913, Mahomes, no explanation needed, LOL.
LOL.
Yeah, there's another LOL. Speaking of Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that's a pretty solid duo in the NFL still to this day.
I'd say so.
But to go back on the offseason talk of duos in the NFL, because they do tend to work out pretty well if they're successful. And we just talked about Bill Self and Lance Leipold being the number one duo in college sports, coaching-wise. The Chiefs still have the number one duo in football that matters the most, which is head coach and quarterback.
Damn right.
I understand that the Chiefs got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl. We all watched it. We all saw it. We all still remember. It still gives us a bad taste in our mouth. I still have yet to watch a replay of it because I haven't found it yet. I'm sure I can go to YouTube and watch it.
It's there.
And it'll be on NFL Network. And we'll go back and I'll watch it. I promise you I'll watch it. But moving forward, at least until they're still together, they will be the best duo in the NFL head coach quarterback combination wise. Which leaves the question where we talk about the sizable gap of fame between Bobby Witt Jr. and Patrick Mahomes. Or we talked about earlier, Bobby Witt Jr. was ranked amongst his peers as the second best baseball player in the league, just behind the international superstar in Shohei Ohtani, who will probably go down as the greatest baseball player we have ever seen. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have a sizable gap, in my opinion, to the next closest duo.
Yeah.
That next second duo is Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. McVay's been to two Super Bowls with Stafford, or went to two Super Bowls, one with Stafford and won it, one with Goff, lost it. McVay is still young enough to where he eventually will be in the category of most wins all time, I believe. He plays in a softer division than most, like San Francisco's going downhill, Seattle. I mean, we'll see what Darnold and Kupp can do.
They gave Philadelphia the best run for their money in the playoffs.
Almost came back and won.
Almost
and then
had
Stafford.
It. Yeah.
The snow.
Yeah. They got down to the 20-yard line. They were there.
But I don't have any sort of problem with that because I look at McVay and Stafford compared to Patrick and Andy, and I think of that as like when everybody compares quarterbacks. Like, I would not be mad if my head coach combination was McVay and Stafford. Now, it would be over shortly. Whereas I don't know how much longer Andy Reid wants to do it until the wheels fall off or until he's just like, hey, I'm no longer having fun, which will be never. But it seems like the gap between McVay and Stafford is the same gap between Allen and Mahomes. It's there, but it's not essentially run away I don't think it's like far and away as Andy and Pat. I think there is a little bit of respect there with Stafford and McVay.
I think it's there. I think this is probably the last year they're here, though. You know, because Stafford's this is it, and we'll see if he can make it the full season. Hope his back holds up. I think they're number two. I'm cool with that, but I will say, like, I think the gap's maybe a little bit bigger than you're saying, because I don't know. Like, you could make an argument for a couple names here at two. The only for surefire list thing on this list is number one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would ever say like, oh
no,
because I don't think you're putting Sirianni and Hurts up there.
Exactly. You know what I made a somewhat of a just a hodgepodge of names for us, mm-hmm. Dusty, and I kind of felt bad. You can see the last two names that I put, and it's kind of because I forgot them.
Yeah.
Is that disrespectful?
No, because it's not Hurts that you think about when you look at Philadelphia. Now, he was a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah,
most of the time it's always the quarterback.
Yep.
But when I think of Philadelphia right now, I think of Saquon Barkley.
Yep, and then I think of their defense.
And then I think of their wide receiver duo.
Yeah.
Then I think of Hurts. Then I think of Sirianni.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas when I think about the Rams, I think of Stafford, McVay. I think of the Chiefs. I immediately think of Reed and Mahomes. When you watch games throughout the season, you watch Fox or CBS or whatever it may be, it's like, yeah, here comes Andy and Pat coming off a season where they got beat in the Super Bowl. They still went 15-2. 15-1 is a duo. Again, 15-1 is a duo last year.
Yep.
They continue to do it every year, whether it's 13-4, 15-1, 14-3, whatever the hell it is, when they don't play that Week 18 game, it's always going to be them. Just like it was always Belichick and Brady, right? And then there was a gap, and at one point it was probably Manning and Dungy, and then it was Caldwell and Manning, or it was fill in the blank. But third on this list, I think, is fair as well,
mm-hmm.
where I think there is a very, very thin gap between the two and
this
three.
Is small.
Whereas Harbaugh and Lamar, I think, are the third best duo when it comes to head coach and quarterback.
I think so. I mean, Lamar has incredible seasons. Harbaugh has been able to kind of reinvent that team throughout the last couple of years. They run, they passed more than anyone else last year. No one likes to talk about it. Like, Lamar passed a lot last season. Like, that's coaching. Like, this guy was called a running back 4 years ago, and now he's one of the most prolific passers in the game. The playoffs is the only question mark, right? That's what they have to do to solidify this spot. The only reason that I'm like, yeah, you could argue a couple others is because they have yet to do it. But we're going to go through this list, Dusty, and name some more pairs. I mean, how many of these duos have really done it? I think that's why McVay and Stafford have to give that nod at two, because they did go secure the Lombardi. Harbaugh and Lamar have yet to get past the AFC Championship, get past Mahomes. But again, we're going to go through these duos. I don't know who you put above them. I really don't. Because the next on this list, I mean, it gets kind of gets mixed up here, right? Like, mm-hmm. who else are you putting after Harbaugh and Lamont? Like, give me an argument. Is it Allen and McDermott?
Maybe. I mean, at least they get to the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
They win their division every year. Allen gives you the security of quarterback. McDermott, you know, you kind of think maybe he learned his lesson. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to shut up and let these guys play. And then when I need to be the coach, I'll be the coach.
Yeah. Like, you give a slight edge to Josh over Lamar, right? And you'd probably give a slight edge to John Harbaugh over Sean McDermott. Yeah. So it kind of washes out. It's like, all right, pick your poison now.
Right. Would Andy Reid still be number one on the list if it was Andy Reid and Josh Allen? And it was McDermott and Mahomes?
Yes. Because Andy Reid's got a bigger gap over McDermott than Patty does over Josh, in my opinion.
Which is crazy to think what he's done in Kansas City, because in Philadelphia, right? Like,
yeah.
What's his, Brandon Graham just retired?
Uh-huh.
That is now the last Philadelphia Eagle to play under Andy Reid.
Wow. That's nuts.
No more Eagles players now officially have played under Andy Reid when he was with the Eagles. Wow. Brandon Graham retiring was the last one. And I think he played like 12 years in the NFL.
I mean, Bob's talked about it over the last couple months, right? There's going to be kids coming out of college getting drafted who don't know Andy Reid was the Eagles head coach ever. They just simply won't know that. Nuts. Where
do you put the duo in Washington? Top 10?
I think they got to be top 10. I think Jaden Daniels, like you and I, kind of have him in that like 5-7 QB mm-hmm. range. So right there. And then Dan Quinn is probably on the lower edge of that top 10. But I think...
But they're a good combo because he's such a dynamic offensive weapon.
That's what, yeah.
And Quinn's just like, I've got the defense.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you have to think about, right? Like, Mahomes, the escape artist, can do all these things, and Andy's like, I'm going to know how to refine that. I'm going to know how to put you in the place to succeed. That's why they're such a good combo. Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn, a little bit different, but yeah, they complement each other great. I think you could say the same probably for a CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, right? Offense, okay, D'Amico's like, okay, I got you on the defense. Where would you, Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn over CJ and D'Amico right now?
No, because I want another year. D'Amico and Stroud have gone back-to-back playoff seasons.
Won the division both years.
Yeah. And
easier division, but...
And I believe got to the second round in both those years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
they won a playoff game
both
years.
They've won two playoff games already.
Yeah, you got to give them that.
Now, Campbell and Quinn, they've won two playoff games.
Right? Quinn and Daniels, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's there. They did it 1 year.
1 year.
But can they do it again? In a division where they're going to have to battle against Philadelphia, which Washington, Philadelphia should duke that out. I don't think Dallas is going to be a threat. I don't think the Giants are a threat.
No.
But it still is the reign supreme of Andy and Andy and Pat. And so I think when you go into this season and you think about it, like, yeah, their moves in the offseason may not make sense. We said that yesterday. I don't understand the Kareem Hunt thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap veteran. The veterans on the team that lead this team wanted him back, so bring him back. Why not? It's not an expensive deal. Short yardage, goal line, Kareem Hunt can be great. But you never question who the quarterback and what the head coach are doing.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's just the way that goes. And you have that security blanket for the next, 5 years at least?
At least, hopefully.
I would think.
Please.
I would think.